Yesterday, whose MK is it anyway? Yet another blow for the African National Congress yesterday, losing in that matter of who can get to use the signals of MK, the disbanded Liberation Military Wing of the African National Congress. Tell me you're electioneering without telling me you are electioneering. How much publicity is MKP and Jacob Zuma getting out of all of this? Sandy Leswana is a political analyst and he joins us now on the line. Always appreciate your time. That's what I tweeted some weeks ago. Tell me you're electioneering without electioneering. I mean, there is no price we can put on the free publicity MKP has got from all of this.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Bongani, and to the listeners of 702. I think the ANC is really sponsoring MK political party now. Just one of the simple things psychologically, they are showing that the ANC is a beatable party. You know, everywhere they go, they get beaten trying to fight MK, and MK sees this probably as a shot in the arm when they claim that they are going to win their two-thirds majority and beat the ANC. So, yes, they've been given free publicity, free campaigning, and very favorable campaigning for MK through this project of the ANC.
The Durban High Court struck down the governing party's bid for Umkhonto weSizwe to stop using the name and logo of its disbanded Liberation Era military wing. The ANC, of course, says it's going to appeal the decision. But what do they do? I mean, are they caught between a rock and a hard place? Can they just ignore MKP?
Well, I'll be mischievous here. You can either ignore or sponsor them. And I think the ANC is actually sponsoring them now. And bear in mind that I may be wrong, but I'm not, surveying the success of their campaign. The ANC, if we take the results of previous elections, all previous elections since 2009, the ANC is in a very difficult position. I do not think they've got the time and the resources to be wasting on this, let alone the fact that it is working against them. If you look at just one point, really, that the trademark of MK with the on the side of the ANC that they got from this NGO of theirs is registered for services for education, entertainment, cultural activities, including legacy projects. And this is a political campaign. This is a campaign for an election. So even if you wave that paper in court that they got from that NGO, it's actually irrelevant to the matter at hand. Secondly, the logo they've been using for elections, the ANC logo, is dissimilar to the MK, to their own MK logo. So when the IEC said this logo is unique, when they looked at the list of registered political parties, there was no logo like the MK logo anywhere. Even on the ANC did not register two logos before. So the whole thing legally is a mishmash of a thing that can never work. Other than to say, unless they were to say to us quietly that, in fact, they don't mind MK making progress and then making an alliance with MK later on. But right now, they are sponsoring MK.
The court, of course, pointed to delayed litigation by the ANC. A big finger there pointing at the SG's office. Figile Mbalula very clearly caught flat-footed here. Ultimately, is this the ANC's comeuppance? I mean, they knew who Jacob Zuma was and they defended him, and yet now here he is. How significant a threat does he pose?
As I said earlier on, when Jacob Zuma made his announcement from the start, that this is unprecedented. Number two, there is no one in the ANC who can go toe-to-toe with JZ on the political stage right now. It is not Mandashe, it is not Cyril Ramaphosa, it is not Figile Mbalula, it is not even Thabo Mbeki. There is no single human being in the ANC who can go toe-to-toe in the center of the ring with Jacob Zuma on the political stage right now. So they created a political monster under the leadership of Kgalema Motlanthe, who formed all those committees to extricate Zuma and from the arms deal, from the rape cases, from this, that, and the other, and ultimately close down the Scorpions, disrupt the NPA. They built this monster, and this monster is bigger than them now.
Yet for all of that, the existing of opposition parties, the EFF and DA in particular, don't seem to be making any headway.
I think that the two cases are not the same. The ANC, the DA is in decline. They've made their own failed experiments. There is racism, I think, that has impacted them. The black politicians like Musi Maimane, Hemen Mashaba, Mpho Phalatse, and many others, Dilil and so on. It has just been a fiasco. And when you look at the actual statistics of the DA has been in decline. The DA has not been able to perform in the Western Cape. So the DA is another story. However, we must not diminish the fact that the EFF and Malema has done something unprecedented and they've grown consistently over time.
If you were called to Luthuli House and asked for advice, what might you say to them?
Well, unfortunately, what I'm about to suggest was banned. I believe it was banned in South Africa. But if it was in the olden days, I would tell them, like an obedient schoolboy, to lie on the bench and take the caning. They are going to get the caning. They must stop jumping around. Lie on the bench and take the caning. There is game over now.
I'm absolutely finished. Appreciate that analysis, Sandy Liswan, political analyst. Do you agree with him? Must the ANC lie on the bench and take their hits? What comes next? Let's talk.